American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Giving people the benefit of the doubt is great and everything, but what has that done for you? Dating on potential, you thought it was noble to let things slide, but what do you have to show for that? Accepting a job or a position that maybe paid less than you would have liked, or the culture or the standards or the expectations were not in line with what you wanted, but you did it anyway out of desperation. You may have thought that any opportunity was a good opportunity, but how do you feel now that you are months into that job? I'm going to give you one simple rule that you can apply to your life that will help you stop settling in all aspects of your life. So watch to the end so you can know how and why it works and how to start applying it to your life so you can stop accepting the bare minimum and settling in all areas of your life. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the show. I'm your host Sensi, and on this podcast we talk about taking accountability for your life to become the best version of yourself. So let's get right into it. The rule is this: if it's not a hell yes, it's a no. If it's not a hell yes, it's a no. I've been using this for years. It works like a charm. Here's the high level overview of how you apply it. You ask yourself a question about a situation or something that you're dealing with right now that you feel like you might be settling, or you have to make a decision about that thing. Let's use dating for example. If you are dating for marriage, you are dating for a serious long-term commitment. If you are dating somebody right now, ask yourself the question, do I see this person as my husband? If the answer is not a hell yes, then it is a no, right? But that doesn't mean that you immediately discard of that person right then and there. Here is what the rule does for you, right? When you ask yourself the question of, is this my husband? And it's not a hell yes. Now we're leaning towards no. But what it forces you to do is to audit the situation and analyze it and start listing, why is it not a hell yes, right? And it could be multiple reasons. If it's a situation where this person has red flag after red flag, they are, you know, going against your non-negotiables, etc., then by default it's a no. We don't have anything else to discuss, right? But let's say it's not something that's so severe, but there are a few things where you feel like they're not meeting your standards or they're not up to par with what you want, right? When you ask yourself the question of, is this person my husband, and it's not a hell yes, so we're leaning to a no, now you're thinking, okay, so it's not exactly a no, but what about this person is making me idle in the middle, right? Like at a maybe, for example. What about the situation is not a hell yes? And then you start listing out things. Maybe you don't like the fact that they are not communicating with you about certain things. Maybe, I don't know, they have a punctuality issue. I don't know. Like things that are not huge red flags or like doesn't violate your non-negotiables. Maybe it's just like your standards, they need some work. Now, because you're using that rule and you ask yourself that question and you're analyzing the situation, it gives you an opportunity now to communicate with that person the things that they are doing that you don't like, that's leading towards a no, i.e. cutting them off. That rule is beneficial because at the very least, it forces you to analyze the situation and then you can communicate and then work on things or fix things so you can find a better solution. If we talk about your career, for example, if you are applying for jobs, like I just mentioned, and maybe you've gone through the interview process and now they have given you an offer, and let's say the money is not moneying, it's not what you want, okay? If you interview and your answer when you get the offer is not a hell yes, now you start thinking, well, why is it not a hell yes? Well, I really like the job description. It suits my skill set. It's something that I want to do. It's a company I want to work for, blah, blah, blah. But it's not a hell yes because I don't like the pay, right? So if you say yes regardless, then you are settling, right? Because it's not a hell yes. It's not something that you really want. So because you've applied this rule and you figured out that the compensation is not in line with what you want, now you can go back and negotiate the salary to hopefully get it to a hell yes. You see what I mean? At the very least, using that rule, applying that rule in your life will allow you to cut out things that are toxic and that are not for you. Or you will at least analyze the situation and you can communicate and negotiate so that the thing, the circumstance, whatever it is, can now meet your needs and can now be a hell yes. If something is a hell yes, then ideally it's in line with what your ideal is, your ideal job is, your ideal partner, your ideal friend, your ideal relationship with your family, your ideal lifestyle, etc. If you ask yourself the question of something and the answer is hell yes, then that's a signal that it's something that you really want. The goal is to have as many hell yeses as possible in your life, right? And to not make space for the things that are a no. When something is a no, that's how you know you're settling. So let's say you are in a relationship right now. Based on who that person is today, if they never change, ask yourself the question, could I spend the rest of my life with this person? If it is not a hell yes, you are settling. And it doesn't mean, again, it doesn't mean throw them away automatically, but it does mean that there is room for improvement. And when you start analyzing the situation based on why it's not a hell yes, now you can communicate how you are feeling to move towards a hell yes. But if it's a no, then that's how you know you are settling. The rule forces you to acknowledge how you really feel about a situation, circumstance, or person and get clear on what you actually want so that you can get rid of things in your life that is not in alignment with the best version of yourself. So let's talk about why it works, why it's effective. So the reason this rule works is because it is in line or connected to your intuition and the convictions you get from the Holy Spirit, from God, right? Let me break that down. Let me explain it. So for example, when you are about to make a decision, when you are in a process of dating, for example, when you meet somebody, sometimes, I don't know how to explain it, but if you are a human being, you know, okay? You just know. Sometimes when you meet people, immediately you can know that that person is either not your type, and I'm not talking about like just shallow things, right? Because there are some things that, like, for example, if you see yourself being a pastor or something, or a pastor's wife, because that's who you are, that's what you want. If somebody comes up to you and let's say that person is a drug dealer or associated with drug dealers, you know right off the bat that that person is not your type. That person is not for you. That's what I mean. I'm talking about based on their lifestyle, based on how they conduct themselves, based on certain things that you can tell right off the bat, right? Even if you are a people pleaser, when you start settling, you can feel it. You can feel it. You might not feel like you're able to do anything about it, but you can feel it, right? That's why this rule forces you to acknowledge that. By simply asking yourself the question, if the answer is not a hell yes and it's a no, and this is something that you are giving the majority of your time, you are actively going on dates with this person, you are constantly putting yourself in that environment, that's how you know you are settling. And the thing is, our intuition doesn't always make sense at first because we don't always see practical reasons in our current reality as to why our intuition is warning us against a person or a thing or a job or opportunity, right? It doesn't always make sense, but sometimes when it makes sense is when it's too late, because by then you have allowed this person into your life and you waited until they stabbed you in the back or they broke your heart or they betrayed you, and now it's clicking why your intuition just felt, why you had that uneasy feeling about them when you met them or when you agreed to be in a relationship with them or when you agreed to do XYZ with them. You can feel it. It's your intuition. You can feel it. What I'm encouraging you to do is to not disregard that feeling and to practice being more connected with yourself, okay? And that rule will help you. If it's not a hell yes, it's a no. Because at the very least, it will force you to start analyzing why something is not a hell yes and why you are accepting it. Why, if it's a no, you're still making time for it. It's going to force you to acknowledge these things. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing, because at least then you're aware of it and you can start coming up with your exit plan if it's a situation that you are currently in. Or you can avoid getting into the situation altogether if it's like an opportunity that's currently being presented to you. Because otherwise, you will have to wait, you'll have to be stabbed in the back to know that that person was not a good friend, even though you felt it. You will have to be brokenhearted to know that that person was not a good spouse, even though you felt it. Even though something told you they're not the one, but your loneliness took over and your desperation took over and you made the exception anyway. You will have to wait until you're in a position where you're in a job for years because you never took a chance on what you really wanted to do, and now you are miserable. And you think it's because of the job, but in reality, it's because you are betraying yourself by procrastinating and allowing yourself to get distracted instead of doing the thing that you really want to do. Your intuition always lets you know before you make that decision. This rule will help you be connected to it because it will force you to look within. And here's the thing too, when you listen to your intuition, it can feel like nothing is happening or life is boring or, you know, you need some excitement or da 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 da. It could feel like when you get that nudge that no, don't accept that job, or no, that don't give that person your number, or no, that don't go on another date with that person, or watch yourself around that friend. When you listen to your intuition, sometimes it can feel like nothing is happening because like there's no major event or anything. But here is what I want you to understand. The reason why it seems like nothing is happening or nothing happened or like you are in a state of boredom right now is because you may have been used to chaos from not listening to your intuition and just going with the flow and going with the vibes, and that creates a lot of drama and chaos in your life. And now that you are in tune with your intuition, now that you are in tune with the convictions that you get from God, from the Holy Spirit, and you are listening to it, now your life might seem boring because nothing is happening, but the nothing is actually peace. The nothing is actually peace because you listened. If you didn't listen, you would be in a whole bunch of drama right now. You would have to be recovering from trauma in a few months or in a few years. But when you listen to your intuition, sometimes it feels like nothing is happening because you just avoided a traumatizing event, okay? So please don't misconstrue that and think, oh, well, nothing happened. That's a good thing. Okay, sometimes that is a good thing. You avoided the drama.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I've been using this for years. I've been doing this for years. And I finally realized that that's what's happening. I'm avoiding the drama. That's why my life is so peaceful. Okay? Learn to embrace the peace and stop needing the chaos here and there. Okay? But now I want you to just remember the times that you ignored the red flags. I want you to think back to the times where you ignored your intuition. And I'm using your intuition and your gut feeling because I just introduced you to this rule of if it's not a hell yes, it's a no. But this has been playing out in your life all along. You just didn't know it. And now I'm giving you a rule that can help you get in front of it. But I want to acknowledge that you will get to a point where it's not a hell yes, but it's not exactly a no. So it's like a maybe. It's like a I'm not sure. It's somewhere in the middle. Let's talk about the maybes that you let slide and what you have to show for that. Number one, starting with the guy you gave the benefit of the doubt. The guy you, let's say you ended up in a situationship with this person, or you were dating this person for a really long time, or you were actually in an exclusive relationship with this person, right? In the beginning, before you agreed to that, or before you agreed to stay and let all of this time go by, there was a turning point. And I'm speaking from experience here too. I'm not just calling you out. Okay, let's be real for a second. There absolutely was a turning point where you felt the signs. You had that gut feeling. Your intuition said, because of XYZ, he is not the one. Or it just said, no, not him. You felt it. You just felt, no, not him. Because there was something about him or some things about him that you just felt like, yeah, this is not somebody I can see myself with long term, right? And we're not going to address why you stayed. There's plenty of other episodes for that. We're just going to address the fact that you did stay. It wasn't a hell yes, but you stayed. It wasn't a hell yes. It was actually a no. Sometimes it was a maybe, but nevertheless, it wasn't a hell yes, and you didn't address it head on. You stayed anyway. What do you have to show for that now? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. The same reason you ended up leaving or ending the situation in the end is usually the same reason that your intuition warned you about in the beginning. It's usually the same thing or very close or a list of things now that you were concerned about in the beginning, but you chose to ignore it. It wasn't a hell yes. It was actually a no, or it was a maybe, but you never addressed it after assessing the situation, and you just went along with it. You have nothing to show for that now. Absolutely nothing. And that's what I'm saying. When it's not a hell yes, that's how you know you're settling. You can either let it go because it doesn't align, or you can say, it's not exactly a no, it's a maybe, but A, B, and C needs to be addressed. And you can communicate that and y'all can work towards that. Or you can keep that to yourself and just, I don't know, wait it out, go with the flow. But either way, there's a lot of either pain, heartbreak, trauma, betrayal, or just some foolishness that comes with you not addressing the fact that it's not a hell yes. That is how you know you are settling. You are getting all of these signs, all of these gut feelings, your intuition is going off. You just find yourself staring at them, and not in admiration, but in a, is this really what I'm accepting? Is this really it? Is this really what I chose to deal with? If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Okay, don't lie. Don't lie. Or let's talk about the friend you gave the benefit of the doubt. They were being shady. They were saying shady things. They were doing shady things. So if you had to think to yourself, is this a best friend? Is this a close friend? Is this somebody that I want to be friends with at all? You chose to ignore that and you never addressed it. And then you ended up being stabbed in the back. Then you ended up with them talking about you. You ended up with them betraying you. You ended up with them being in secret competition with you or envying you, being jealous of you, etc., etc., etc. Because when your intuition said, actually, when they said this thing, it didn't sit well with me. You chose to ignore that. You see where I'm going with this? I am reminding you of all of these things because these are examples of situations where you settled. And the core thing I want you to pay attention to is how you felt when you let that thing slide. That's how you know you're settling. We usually know the issue is sometimes we just don't feel equipped with what we need to walk away from the situation. Whether it's self-confidence, whether it's trusting that something else, something better, a better person will come along, or a better opportunity. We have this lack mindset, so we feel like this is the best we can do, or this is the only one, or there's not many opportunities out there, there's not many jobs out there, there's not many good men or good women out there, there's not many, or it's hard to find friends, so let me just keep the one I have. It's usually a lack mindset or something. There's usually a deeper reason behind why we allow ourselves to settle. And I have plenty of episodes on the podcast that you can listen to. Pick your issue and then listen to the episode. But right now, we're just focusing on the fact that you knew. Deep down, you knew. I'm not saying this to blame you. I'm saying this to help you feel empowered. Because when you realize that your intuition is speaking to you, the Holy Ghost is convicting you of certain things. Certain things that might go under the radar in real life, but it's like, no, pay attention to that. Be cautious around this person. You feel it. I don't want you to ignore that feeling, okay? The rule helps you acknowledge that feeling, acknowledge your feelings in general, so you can actually address it. When people show you their true colors, I need you to believe it. I need you to believe it. Stop trying to repaint the picture. Stop trying to say, oh no, that's not who they are. Oh no, maybe they just did this. Oh no, maybe they just did that. It's stuff that if you were in a situation, you wouldn't even do it to them. You wouldn't even do it to anybody. So why do you feel like that's the best that you deserve? Why do you feel like you should accept that? When you know you at your worst would still be better to them than that, or to anybody than that. And another thing I want you to remember is that your words are powerful, okay? And I say this because there's a group of people on the internet who think it's like funny to joke about being attracted to red flags. Like I've seen stuff like, and it's a joke, right? People say when he shows you all these red flags, but red is your favorite color, something like that. Okay, key, but your words are very powerful. Your words are very powerful. Do not take that on. Do not take that on as an identity. Do not even jokingly say stuff like that about yourself, because it will become your reality. And then at some point, you will have to acknowledge the role that you play in your own suffering. Okay? It takes two hands to clap. I need you to put your hand down. Okay? Stop actively participating in your own suffering. Okay? I'm not saying this to blame you. This is not victim blaming. This is to empower you, okay? You have the power to make the right decisions. You have the power to cut people off and things off that don't align with the best version of yourself. I want you to fight for that instead. I want you to speak that over your life instead, okay? That's all I am saying. Choose your words carefully. Now, as promised in the beginning, I'm going to give you a few steps you can take to start applying this concept, this rule in your life. I want you to think about the top three things in your life currently that take up the most of your time, okay? And I want you to ask yourself, if I could choose to do this over again, would I choose this thing? If, let's say you are in a relationship, when you're in a relationship, that person takes a significant amount of your time. I want you to think, if I could choose to be with this person again, if I could get a do-over, would I still choose this person, right? I don't necessarily want you to think about it in terms of who you are today. I want you to think about in terms of the best version of yourself. Would the best version of you date this person? If you could get a do-over in your ideal life, would you still choose this person? Would you still choose to be at this job? Is this what you would be doing with your life? Would you choose this major? Would you choose this friend? If the answer is no, that's how you know you are settling, okay? Would you want your life to be the same? And there are some things that you can't change, like traumatic events and things that happen to you. But I'm talking about the decisions that you made, the people you chose to keep in your life as friends, the people, the person you are dating right now or in a relationship with right now. Would you choose that person again? Would you choose these friends again? If the answer is not hell yes, it is a no. You can either discard of them or you can do the assessment where you start listing, why is it not a hell yes? And now you have the opportunity to talk to these people. So that is how you start applying it in your life today based on what's already there. In terms of the future opportunities, the people that will come into your life in the future in whatever capacity, when you are getting to know these people, ask yourself the question of, is this a good friend? Is this somebody I could marry? Is this what I want ideally? And if it is not a hell yes, then it is a no. Either discard, do not give them a place in your life, or reflect on why it's a no. And if it's not anything major, any non-negotiables, and if it's not no red flags, then communicate with them. This is why I don't feel comfortable with A, B, and C, and give them an opportunity if they deserve it to fix the situation so that it meets your standards. Because when you do that, at least now, there is a possibility for it to be a hell yes in the future, and you will be happy because they will be meeting your standards. And if they don't, then you averted a potentially traumatic situation. So I hope this was helpful, and I have a few more episodes that I would recommend listening to if you feel like you would struggle with applying this rule. The first is number 96. Do your relationships align with your core values? Because when you have your core values and you know your core values, you have something to measure these people up against. Does this person align with my core values? If one of your core values is your relationship with God, does this person align with the core values? If it's not a hell yes, no. The second episode is episode 140, Navigating People's Expectations and Being Accepted for Who You Are. Then we have 113, Girls, Stop Trying to Prove Yourself to Other People. Episode 63, How to Set Boundaries and Protect Yourself from Negative People. And episode 128, It's Time to Put an End to Your People Pleasing. You can listen to these episodes on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, because I don't think I have YouTube video episodes out for them yet. But they are available on all podcast audio streaming platforms. That is all I have to say today, and I will talk to you next Sunday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.